This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
All right, we welcome Emily to the show. Hello.
Hey, hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Ryan.
Okay. And you said in your email that he doesn't live around here, right?
No, he's up in Maryland. He got a job up there earlier this year.
Okay, so you guys have been doing the long distance thing then.
Yeah.
Now, how is that going? Is it pretty tough?
I mean, it's not as tough as we thought it was going to be. I mean, I guess it's probably easier these days, you know, with texting and FaceTime. And I mean, and it's only like 6 hours away. So on the weekends, like when you see each other, it's, you know.
So wait, you're making a 6 hour drive every weekend?
Well, no, not every weekend. I mean, it's not like he's on the other side of the country, though. You know?
I got you. So he's just close enough for you. Every once in a while, you can go. So why are we putting him to the test?
Okay, so it was 2 weeks ago, and I went up to see him, and everything was going good, and we went out to breakfast one morning, and when I got home, all I wanted to do was, you know, just crash on the couch and take a nap, you know, be lazy. And so I put my head down on the couch, and I noticed that there's this really long blonde hair on one of the pillows of his couch, you know? And I pick it up, and I'm like, well, either you've got another girlfriend or your couch is starting to grow hair. I was joking, right? Like, I wasn't mean or anything, you know?
Okay, so you were just kind of kidding around. What did he say?
Well, he looked at it, and he was like, I have no idea where that came from. Like, maybe my couch is growing hair. Like, he kind of went along with
okay, so he didn't know whose hair it was.
Well, so not at first. But then later that night, like, we're going out, and, like, out of nowhere, he just goes, oh, you know what? My sister just came to visit me, and she brought her family, and I bet that was from my niece.
Okay, well, why do I feel like you don't believe that?
Here's the thing. I did when he said it at first, right? But for the whole rest of the weekend, he kept on, like, randomly bringing it up again, like, trying to prove to me that his sister came to visit. Like he even went so far as to text her, and then he, like, showed me a picture of them, like, from that weekend. And I'm like, I got it. Your sister came up to visit. I believe you.
So, like he was trying too hard to convince you.
Exactly, okay. He was.
It's funny, like, I mean, if you suddenly remember, that's one thing, but if you suddenly remember and then keep reminding me about it, it's almost like you came up with a lie and you're trying to get me to believe it too.
Yes, that's exactly what it felt like.
Okay, well, let's put Ryan to the test, and what we're going to do is we'll call him up, we'll offer him a dozen roses, he can send anybody he wants, you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right. And question two, how certain are you that when we offer him these roses that he's going to pick you to send him to?
Well, I mean, it better be me. I'm pretty sure he's not going to send him to his seven-year-old niece.
Yes, that's very true. All right. Well, let's find out.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Ryan, please.
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling today from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that you were chosen as one of this month's winners in our Visa Rewards monthly prize drawing. So congratulations, and thank you for using Visa.
Holy crap. Are you serious?
Yep, I sure am. And if you have a few minutes, I can tell you about your prize if you want.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So this month's prize is flowers. So every winner gets a nice bouquet of long-stemmed red roses sent to them as a special thank you. And the reason I called you is because we've discovered that a lot of the guys who win prefer that we don't send them the flowers, but rather we send them to their wife or girlfriend, kind of like, well, basically as a gift from them. So is that something you'd like us to do with your flowers, or would you prefer that we send them directly to you?
So that's the prize then? Like, just the flowers?
Yes, that's the prize.
Yeah, you can send them to somebody else. I thought I was winning, like, Super Bowl tickets or something.
No, I'm sorry about that. Just little prizes during the year, and then we do the big prizes like that at the end of the year. So would you want me to send these flowers to someone else as a gift from you then?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. So what I need from you is the first and last name of the person you'd like us to send the flowers to.
Okay, first name is Jessica. And the last name is B-A-Y.
Jessica, okay. And the flowers will actually come with a card that you can leave a message on if you'd like.
Sure. Okay, put down... put sorry I gave you my cold. Let me know when you're ready to give it back to me. And then sign it from Christian.
I'm sorry, did you say from Christian?
Yeah, it's sort of a joke, like Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, gotcha.
So tell me something, Christian Grey. Just how exactly did you give this girl your coal?
Hello?
Me?
Are you f***ing Christian? Yeah, that's what I said. Yes, you. How did you give this girl your coal?
I'm sorry. Who am I talking to now? Who is this?
It's your girlfriend, you asshole. The person that you're supposed to send the flowers to, you fucking idiot.
Hey, Ryan, listen, I'm going to try to cut her off real quick. This isn't really a rewards program calling. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on War of the Roses. We've got Emily listening on the other line, as you just heard. And I think what she would like to know is who this Jessica person is. And why you gave her roses instead of your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, if you would let me f***ing talk for a second, I could tell you, maybe.
What? Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know we were interrupting you.
Yeah, you're interrupting my whole morning with this. You're interrupting my work. I stepped out of the office for this with your little phone prank. I mean, maybe you should consider that before you call people up and start playing stupid, immature phone games with them.
Okay, all right. All right, so listen, I'm going to shut up so you can have all the time in the world to explain to Emily who Jessica is and why you gave her roses. Ready? Go.
No. You know what? You guys are assholes. Babe, look, don't believe any of this crap. If you want to talk to me, call me after I hang up. I can't believe they're doing this to you. This is stupid.
What? We're not doing this to her. She asked us to do this.
What? Did he not understand how this works?
I think he understood just fine, but I think he was trying to deflect the attention off of him because he knew for 100% that he got caught. Like, I think he was trying to make all of this look like it was our fault.
Emily, what do you think?
Oh, no, he was lying. He's lying. He lied about the hair. Like,
it's too bad we don't have someone who can analyze DNA, like, on that hair. How much you want to bet it belongs to that Jessica chick?
I mean, what you need to do is pick a weekend and tell him you can't come visit because you got stuck here working or something, but then drive up there for a surprise visit when he doesn't know you're coming.
Yes, that would be good. And film it.
Yeah, surprise, cheater.
And send it to us.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.